Pastor Brian.
In fact, it's been a great delight to be here and to be with you folks, to be with those that were at the couples retreat. We did have a wonderful time of interaction, and I just so much appreciated a fun-loving group. Pastor Tony, though, Tony, he's like over the top. Yeah, I guess I'm not telling you anything. But we saw him in his element, and it was fun. There he is right back there. I think he's going to turn me off. Yeah, he's got the power right now. This is my wife, Deb. You really don't have to look at her picture. She's sitting right down here. But she's been at my side for almost 43 years, and this July will be our anniversary. And I thank God for her. She's not only my sweetheart, but she's been my partner in ministry. And all the years as a pastor, as a pastor's wife, I've needed her, depended upon her, and now she actually serves as the administrative assistant for the International Partnership. So she's vitally a part of our ministry, and I'm thankful. This is the family that God gave to us, has given to us. We have three daughters and a son, and they're all married. We have 12 grandchildren, and I thank the Lord for them. This is our oldest daughter, Jody, and her husband, Jeff. They have four children. They served for 10 years in Slovakia with ABWE, Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, and Jeff is now the coordinator of the global missions team there at the ABWE office in Harrisburg. And our second daughter, Lori, married to Bob King, and they have four children. They also do foster care, so their picture changes from time to time. And Bob has been serving as the executive pastor of the Hill Country Bible Church in Austin, Texas, just recently resigned that role and accepted a role as the chief operating officer for Mission of Hope in Haiti. And they have taken on a huge responsibility in a great mission field in Haiti. And then our third daughter, Becky, and her husband, Adam, and they are also in Austin, Texas, but just this week accepted a new assignment, and they're going to be in Pennsylvania at a Christian camp. And I think they'll wear several hats in that ministry. But we're grateful for what God's been doing in their life, and they have two kids. And then our son is a Marine, did one tour in Iraq. He and his wife Trish are involved in a local church in Danville, Indiana, just on the west side. And we're thankful. They have two children, and they're involved in their ministry. And Andy serves on the worship team there, and so forth. So, you know, when your kids are walking with God, that's simply God's grace. We don't take credit for that as parents. We know there are many parents that have taught their kids and modeled before them godliness, and the kids, when they become adults, have made other decisions. So if your kids are walking with God, you just give all the praise to God and recognize His grace in their life. And if they're not, then you are on your knees praying that God will draw them back to Himself. And either way, we should be on our knees for our kids and our grandkids. And we're so thankful for what the Lord's doing through our family. In 2006 is when I accepted this invitation by our fellowship of churches, your fellowship of churches, General Association of Regular Baptist Churches, to serve as Director of International Ministries. And the other half of what I do is related to a ministry called Gospel Literature Services. And that's what I want to talk to you about in this hour. Gospel Literature Services. And you'll see here what it's about. This is the mission of GLS, to supply biblical resources worldwide. Stop right there. That's exactly what we do. We supply biblical resources. Now, that the core of that is Sunday school material, vacation Bible school material, As you'll see this morning, it's expanded well beyond that. But the core of what we do is to supply Sunday school and VBS material to developing Baptist churches, to enable, come alongside. Most of these churches are in third world countries, called developing countries now. And they are not able to access Sunday school material, resources. So we supply them for free. They don't pay for them. We supply them for free to enable these Baptist churches to do what God's called the church to do, fulfill the Great Commission. So that's the task of Gospel Literature Services. And we do that through a partnership that we have with Regular Baptist Press. That is the press that was established by the JRBC back in the 1950s and has continued for all of these years producing Sunday school material that is used by Baptist churches, frankly, all across the states, but through Gospel Literature Services, used all over the world. There are Baptist church, hundreds of Baptist churches that are not a part of the JRBC, but they use RBP material. They use Regular Baptist Press Sunday school material because it's sound, it's fundamental, and it's relevant, educationally relevant. It can be used and adapted in a lot of different situations. And so what RBP does is they purposely print a percentage more than they intend to sell. That's not a good business model, but it's a good ministry model because all of the excess then is given to Gospel Literature Services, and we in turn send it out around the world. Now, the challenge for us is to pay for the shipping. We get the material for free. We send it out to them for free, but it costs a lot of money to ship it, and we'll talk about that. But this is material that I think we're exporting the best. I think it's great material for Baptist churches. And here's a young man that's enjoying his Sunday school material. I show you his picture because he's my grandson. We send out 3.5 tons every quarter into 40 countries. It's a lot of pallets of material that goes out the door every quarter into 40 countries. You'll be able to start doing the math as to what that costs to do that. But we thank the Lord for that opportunity. Now, I will say, since I started in 2006, at that time, our shipping for one quarter of material was right at about $7,000. Today, that same amount would cost $23,000 to ship. In just 7 years, it's over tripled. We have developed a new model. Thank God for technology. We surveyed all of our users and said, if we could send you Sunday school material on a CD, could you access it and could you print it enough for your use? 80% said yes. And so we've turned the corner on a new model. And we started out by reformatting all of our primary Sunday school material into PDFs that we could put on CD. You see, when you create material, you create it with software. So many different layers, so many different softwares go into creating material. So we had to go back and reformat it all because otherwise if you just sent it to them the way you created it, they would have to have all of that software to unlock it all. That doesn't work. So we were able to put it in a PDF file so they can simply put it in a CD and then print it. And we send them the teacher's manuals, the student material, the visuals with captions.
We send them the activity sheets for the kids, the take-home papers. It all comes on CDs. And 80% of them are able to use it. The rest of them, we just continue to send the hard copy. We want to resource them. And what it has enabled us to do, to expand to other ministries. Because now we have the material and we can continue to ship it out and expand the ministry. We thank the Lord for that. I take you to Guyana. Guyana is the only English-speaking country in South America. When the British did their colonization all over the world, and then these British colonies became independent countries, what was left behind was the English language. So Guyana is one example. They speak English there. And when you fly into the capital city of Georgetown, you take a ferry across the river, and you come to the villages. The villages do not have names. They have numbers. First village you come to is village number one, and then number two, and then number three. This picture is taken in village number 73. So it's a ways from the capital. My wife and I walked into this church. You can see they have a substantial building in village number 73. I immediately saw something on the blackboard. Upon closer examination, realized this is regular Baptist Press material that we send to village number 73 through Gospel Literature Services. And this was the thought that came to my mind. It dawned on me. We have the opportunity to literally shape the theology of first-generation churches, first-generation Christians in these places, because they are studying the Word of God through the lens of material that helps them to come to biblical positions. They're understanding who God is, understanding the doctrines of salvation, understanding who Jesus Christ is and what His ministry is, and the Holy Spirit. And there aren't any missionaries in village number 73. But there's an independent Baptist church there, and they're getting resources through Gospel Literature Services that's helping them develop disciples. And that's what we're all about. I met these three ladies who teach children in village number 73 in that local church. What we discovered was in village number 73, the Hindus are there. The Muslims are there. We also found out the Mormons are active. So the cults are there. And there are no missionaries, but there is an independent Baptist church preaching the gospel. And they're being resourced through Gospel Literature Services. Thank the Lord. Let me introduce you to these two ladies. I met them first time early in our ministry in Bangkok, Thailand. They had already seen regular Baptist Press material, and it was being used in their church. The lady on the right, her name is Grace. She's the pastor's daughter. The lady on the left, her name is Pet. If you have a little animal in your house, that's her name, Pet. Okay. And they had seen Sunday school material through regular Baptist Press, and God laid on their heart the need to translate it into Thai. They started in the primary department. Now, I just need you to try to conceptually get a handle on this. You have a teacher's manual, you have student manual, you have visuals, you have the activity sheets. And once you do that for one lesson, you've got one lesson done for one class. They did that the 13 weeks of one quarter, all of the components. The next quarter, they finished the 3 years curriculum, and that's just for the primaries. Then Pat started translating for the junior department, and Grace started translating for the pre-primaries, and they've continued their work. It is laborious work. It is tedious work. What we do now is that we send them raw files so that they are able to access the raw files, take out the American picture of American-looking boy, and put in a tie, picture of a tie boy. They are able to take out some of the discussion questions that are too Western and put in their own discussion questions. But the lesson itself, the theology, is in a PDF file. Can't change it. Okay? But it's adaptable, see? And they're working in the Thai language. Here's the four teacher's manuals for one year for the primary department. They copy them off, they put them in these plastic bindings, and they distribute them. Not only to their local church, now they're distributing to other local churches there in Thailand. Here's an activity sheet. We would call it a word hunt. You know, you find the word, it's on an angle, it's up and down, or it's sideways, or whatever. Can you imagine trying to adapt that to another language? Well, there it is in Thai. Just a great contribution they're making in terms of reaching the next generation of Thai people. Thailand is let me get my figure right, 95% Buddhist. 95. To be Thai is to be a Buddhist. But the gospel's being presented, and we're able to resource them through gospel literature services. I was hosting a partnership conference in Thailand in 2009 in Bangkok, and I asked these two gals if they would come and display what they had already done, and they were gracious to do that. And so others were walking by, looking at their table, getting an idea. These people walked by. This is Dr. Thong Zemung on the right, and his daughter and son. And he looked at the material. He said, "What is this?" And they said, "This is regular Baptist Press Sunday school material. We've translated into Thai." And he looked at his kids and he said, "That's exactly what we need to do into Burmese for the people of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma." He said, "That's what we need to do." And he turned to his son and daughter and said, "You're it. You're the translation team." And they have gone to work on it, and they've completed now two of the teacher's manuals in the primary department, and they're still working on it. Like I say, it's tedious material, tedious project, but they're doing it, and we thank the Lord for that. Also, I was in a conference in India, a regional conference just for India, and these two people were there. Now, this is a father and son. This is Brother John Victor Sakali and his son Prasad. At that conference, Prasad responded to God's call to ministry. And he came up to me at the close of the conference and he said, "I know exactly what God wants me to do first." I said, "Prasad, what is that?" He said, "I need to translate Sunday school material into Telugu." How many of you have heard of Telugu? Oh, my wife, yeah. Well, interestingly enough, that's a language that's spoken by 84 million people, and we've never heard of it. 84 million people. You see, India has 28 states, and every state speaks a different language. So there really will never be a United States of India because they can't talk to each other. Okay? They do have a national language. It's Hindi. But for the Indians in the South, that's a joke because they joke about it. They say, Hindi is our national language. Can you speak Hindi? No. Can you speak Hindi? No. No, I can't either. Yeah. And though they teach it in school, they teach three languages. They teach their local language, their state language. Then they teach Hindi as the national language. Then they teach English as the international language. So they speak, they teach in all three languages, and they teach all three languages. But Telugu is spoken in the state of Andhra Pradesh, and it is their state language, and Prasad caught the vision. Said, we need Sunday school material in our language. What he did as a follow-up was he rented a room about 10 kilometers from their house in a place that was a little more central. He rented a room. He gathered four translators together, and he rented this room for 90 days, 3 months. And they would start at daybreak, and they would translate till darkness, and then they would lie down on the floor and go to sleep. And they would get up and start at daybreak and translate to darkness and lie down on the floor. And they did that for 90 days. And at the end of 90 days, they had completed 1 year of primary Sunday school material. Teacher's manuals, student manuals, visuals, captions, everything. And just a tremendous commitment to providing resources. In 2011, we did a Vacation Bible School missions project. Now, every year in the RBP VBS material, we recommend an offering project, a missions project. Of course, every church is independent. Every church decides what they're going to do with their offering. We just simply include a recommendation. But every year, there are churches all across America that adopt the recommended project, so that typically we receive between $25,000 and $30,000 every year through this for a particular project. It's a great example of together we can accomplish more, because you know a church over here has a VBS and they get $300, and another one takes one and they have $550, and there's a little one over here and they get $45. But they send it in for a specific project, and you get an amount you can work with. And so the project was to publish the Telugu, 1 year of primary Telugu, publish it so that it could be distributed throughout the state of Andhra Pradesh in the churches. And again, praise God for what he's doing in that way. We have portions of Regular Baptist Press material now in these six languages. And we'll continue to add languages as God lays that on individual hearts. In 2010, we had a Vacation Bible School project, Operation Love Kenya, Building a Home for Children. And it was to build a home for orphaned children. The lady on the far left is Mama Esther. And these are 15 of her 16 orphaned children. In Kenya, most of the children that are orphaned because of AIDS. Now, if you go to the other side of Africa, for instance, in Liberia, most of the orphans are without parents because of the civil war. 14 years of civil war in Liberia. But in Kenya, it's AIDS. And so we were there. Now, when I was there, they said, Mama Esther says, I want you to see this little kid. So they brought this little kid to me, and I said, what's his name? They said, his name is Chris Hindle. I said, what? You named him Chris? No, we named him Chris Hindle. See, I don't know if they're thinking it's going to end up on the will or, you know, I don't know. No, but anyway, I've discovered three Chris Hindles in Africa now, and it's pretty cool, actually. I started getting pictures of the progress. It took a while for them to secure the land and get the permissions that they needed and design the home and so forth. But then I started getting the pictures. Of course, they don't have power equipment, so everything is done by hand, and they clear the lot by hand, and they start building by hand, and they use indigenous materials there to start, and I keep getting this a series of pictures along the way as this home is being built. And then finally, this past April, my wife and I were there for the dedication of the home, and there it is. That's what they built. Now this is, remember, this is a gift from children to children, right? This is Vacation Bible School, kids bringing their nickels and dimes to build a home for kids in Kenya. It's very cool. It opens the eyes of the kids to another part of the world. Our kids are so tied in, you know, so like all of us. We're so closed into our own world. So this is Pastor David Osoye, the leader of the association there, and also the father to these kids in this home. And on a Sunday afternoon, we did a little dedication service. Some of the area pastors came in, and we dedicated Brother David and Esther and this new home that God had provided for them to raise these kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There's Vacation Bible School in Northeast India. They get a few kids there. You see them not only on the ground floor, you see them up in the balcony. And they use Regular Baptist Press Sunday School material. This is actually the pastor's wife, Ching Boy. And that year they used our material, Dino Detective was the theme, and teach the Word of God as we resource them. This picture is taken from Durban, South Africa. This is actually the staff for Vacation Bible School. These are the people. These are the teachers, and here's the kids. They call it Holiday Bible Club, and they use Regular Baptist Press material to teach the Word of God. What I love about South Africa, if any of you that know anything about South Africa, you know that it's a multi-ethnic country. That's where you can sing what I was referred to in the morning service. That's where you can sing red and yellow, black and white, they are precious, and they're all there. They're all there. I love this picture because you just see the multi-ethnicity in this group. And again, it just reminds me of the diversity of God's church, how he's building it of every tongue, language, tribe, and will bring us all together. Now, the next couple pictures are a little blurry. They came, again, they were sent to me over the internet from Romania, where they're translating some of our materials. Some of it they use in English. Here's kids holding up their Sunday school book that's been translated into Romanian. Praise God for the inroads we can make there. Let me take you to Philippines. Philippine Islands, my wife and I have had the opportunity to be all the way to the north and all the way to the south, but you notice in the south, that island called Mindanao. If you read about the Philippines in the news, usually, and if it's negative, it's usually coming out of Mindanao. That's where there is the most Islamic activity in the Philippines. In fact, when we've been up north in the Philippines, and just in conversation, and someone says, you've been to Mindanao? Yeah. Oh, we would never go to Mindanao. These are Filipinos. Oh, we're afraid to go to Mindanao. And it's because of the unrest there. But the good news is, not only is there Islamic activity there, but the gospel is penetrating Mindanao also. And when we were there in the Philippines, in Mindanao, in the Bukidnon region, in the city of Malaybalay, I met this couple. Now, this lady on the left of the screen is Dr. Ruthie. She is the administrator of the hospital there in Malaybalay. And her husband, Danny, is an entrepreneurial businessman. They told me, we're part of the Bethel Baptist Church in Malaybalay. It's a great church. We love our church. They've got ministry to youth and ministry to the children And they're just doing a great job, and we're so comfortable in our church. And then they said this: we were too comfortable. Is that possible? Can we be too comfortable in our church? Yeah, I hope we recognize that. They felt burdened of God to go as representatives of their church, with the blessing of their church, to go out into the rural area of Mindanao to reach children with the gospel. They started with a vacation Bible school with the intent of establishing a Sunday school and a local church. What they found out was, as the word spread throughout the rural area that they were having vacation Bible school, some of these kids were walking 2 hours down the trails to come to VBS. And most of these kids come from Muslim homes. And the first question is, why would they allow their kids, Muslim kids, why would they allow them to come to a vacation Bible school? And the answer is in the fact that in the rural area, there's very little educational opportunities for kids. And so the Muslims simply see this as an opportunity for the kids to come for some formal education. What the Muslim does not understand is the power of the gospel to change the heart of their child. And praise God, he's doing that. They were using as their theme Rescue Zone. It was a theme a couple years ago in RBP Sunday School, or VBS. And these kids, they've got a class under the mango tree. Just precious kids hearing the Word of God. It's a little bit difficult to color and stay within the lines when you're on a bamboo bench. No flat surface there, but God's using His Word in a very remote area to build His church and draw kids to Himself. These pictures come out of Korea, where they're using our materials, some translated, some in English, in various kinds of classes, various kinds of venues. They're studying the Word of God, and we just praise God. I mentioned British colonies. There are several former British colonies in Africa. Ghana is one of them. That's in West Africa, and they speak English. So we send a lot of material into these African nations. The Tanchara Baptist Fellowship in Ghana there, and you see these kids holding up their primary pals. That we've been able to send them through GLS. Here's our daughter, Jody, when they were in Slovakia, and she's showing Sunday school material to her friend, Deniska. Now, Deniska's been teaching Sunday school for about 2 years, teaching children. She never heard of Sunday school material, didn't know it existed. She said, every week, I'm trying to figure out, what am I going to teach them next week? She said, let's see, this week we were on Daniel. You know, where am I going to go from here? And Jody shows her some Sunday school material, and she's like, you mean somebody's already thought that through? And look at here, they even give you some ideas as to how to teach it. I mean, she's just overwhelmed by something that we take for granted. We ask somebody to teach in the children's department, we give them something to teach. But that's not true around the world. And we need to recognize that we are so blessed, and we need to be willing to share with the blessing that God's given to us. And so Deniska was just trying to figure out, how do I do this? And for her, and she did it well, but she studied the lesson in English, and then she taught it in Slovak. That would be too big of a hurdle for me, but here we are in Myanmar, formerly Burma. Again, some in their own language and some in English. They're teaching the Word of God. I want you to just notice the back wall. That's the exterior wall of the church. It's bamboo, split bamboo, woven together. Remember what I said in the morning service? The church is not a building. It doesn't matter whether you're meeting under the mango tree, you're meeting in a bamboo building that won't last that many years, or whether you've got a nice structure. It's what is God doing in the lives of people? How are our lives being impacted with the gospel? How is truth transforming us into the likeness of Jesus Christ? And he's doing that there too. And we praise God. Chin State holding up their material. This is a challenge that we face, shipping the material. Formula 300 is something we put together to say, God, if you would raise up 300 giving units, they'll be willing to give us $30 a month, 300 units for $30 a month, we could fulfill this responsibility. Now, $30 a month is about $7.50 a week. You cannot go to McDonald's for that. When we talk about sacrifice, this is not huge. Okay, this is doable. I will have to say to you right now that GLS 300 is about GLS 125. Okay, so there's a lot more that needs to come in. Most of the 125 are individual families that have said, we would like to have a direct link in getting Sunday school material to another place in the world. We will give $30 a month to that. And on the back table, there's a stack of white envelopes. I'd like everybody to pick one up. And in that envelope, there's a number of things. Well, let's just call it what it is. It's propaganda, folks. Okay, but it's sanctified. All right? It's sanctified. It includes our prayer card, a description of our ministries. In it is this card also. It's the GLS Formula 300 card where you can sign up to be a part of the 300 team, and we can either charge your credit card once a month, first of the month or 15th of the month, whatever works for you. You can send a check every month. My wife and I live in Fort Myers, Florida. Perhaps in February we'd like to come down and hand us cash. I don't know, however it works for you, but if you would like to be a part of this team, I'd just pray that God would lay that on your heart. We also do a little other project. It's a fun project for kids. This is a little blue bank. We have just an example out on our table. It says Kids for GLS. We really want kids to be thinking worldwide, globally. And so we have this little bank. We've put literally over 1,000 of them distributed throughout the United States in churches. But couples, families, parents, grandparents, Sunday school teachers have said, we're going to have our boys and girls do a contest, boys against the girls. I mean, they've done all kinds of things with these banks. But what they do is they bring their nickels and dimes, and they fill it up. And when they fill it up, they sit down with their parents and see how much they've given to ship Sunday school material somewhere around the world. Now, what we do is we send them an email about once a month, sometimes 6 weeks. Send them an email that includes a thank you that we've received from somewhere in the world. Because we want the kids to continue to remember why they're doing what they're doing. Why are we putting these nickels and dimes in here? We want them to keep thinking globally. So we send them an email. So if you want your kids to participate or your grandkids to participate, we need you to stop at the table, and there's an orange slip. We need a name, an address, and an email, all legible. Okay, fill it out, give it to us. We'll send you a bank, and the kids can get started and get excited about what God's doing around the world. They'll get emails from us, and we'll keep them tuned into that. So if that's something that's of interest to you, get signed up. Here's a little girl that brought me a brought me her bank at a conference. Her parents were coming. They brought her, and she presented her bank to me that she had filled up that last year. And it was just fun, a fun time. We do a lot of other things besides VBS and Sunday school. We have tracts that we've translated into a number of different languages and fund the printing of those tracts as evangelistic tools. This young man took Dr. Paul Jackson's book, The Doctrine and Administration of the Church, and he translated it into the Thadu Kuki language. I don't expect anybody has heard of Thadu Kuki. It also is spoken in India, in the Northeast, among the Thadu Kuki people. And he said, we've got to plant Baptist churches, but our pastors have not been trained in Baptist polity. They don't understand how to organize a church. And so he found this book and got permission to translate it. Dr. Paul Jackson has been in glory for many years. He had no idea that God would use his book in Thadu Kuki, but God is using it, and we praise him. Here's some of the books that came off the press in Thadu Kuki. And then Unger's Bible Handbook, translated into Bengali for the pastors of Bangladesh, the Togo Hymnal. In Togo, they sing in three languages, in one service. They start the service singing a song in French, and as they complete it, another group will just start singing automatically, and they'll sing the same song, and they'll sing it in Kabye. And when that's completed, the next group will start, and they will sing it in Ewe. And so what we did was we put together a hymnal that had the songs in the three languages, parallel. And so when we presented it to them, they were just like thrilled. Singing is a really a part of how we worship. And to resource them in a way that enabled them to express their praise to God was just, for them, a great gift. And we were thrilled to be able to do that. Most of the pastors that I meet around the world, folks, their library would literally fit between my hands. They have the same responsibility to equip the saints for the work of ministry as your pastors do. But they have no resources. So we like to put together mini libraries with 10, 15, 20 books. Send them to pastors. For them, it is like Christmas. They've got tools to help them with ministry. And so that's just a thrill. The Unger's Bible Handbook, we actually did that, the first printing of that, several years ago. Funded the translation. It is the number one requested book by pastors in Bangladesh as a resource tool for them. And in the last couple years, they contacted us and said, we're out. We've distributed them all. There's no more books. Can you help us? And so we've raised another $25,000 and did a reprint of Unger's Bible Handbook. And my wife and I were just there this past November and had a dedication of this Unger's Bible Handbook second printing in Bengali for the pastors of Bangladesh. Just a great time. This is the literature division there that handles the bookstore and the literature there in that mission field. Now, let me close. How can your church help the international ministries? Well, number one, you can pray. In order to pray, you have to stay informed. You don't just pray, God bless the Hindles. You need to stay informed. You need to know, and Pastor spoke about this, specific kind of praying. Here is a way for you to stay informed. Our website, garbcinternational.org. You may want to write that down. I would be encouraged if you did. and visit that. We post every week. There are postings of reports from around the world of what is happening with our partners, what's happening through Gospel Literature Services. This is it's not a static website. It's constantly being changed and reporting of what God's doing. So that's a great website to visit to stay informed of what your fellowship of churches is doing internationally. And then if you're on Facebook, you can find us there on a Facebook page, GRBC International Ministries. We just want you to be excited about what God's doing and to pray for us. And then, of course, you can also give. And I've talked about a number of projects. I've talked about the fact that we need further support of the ministry. And here's just a few projects related to Gospel Literature Services. Formula 300 for individuals, Sunday school classes, anybody that wants to take on $30 a month for shipping. I've talked about the translation work in India and Myanmar. Printing costs for ministries in Thailand, India, and Myanmar. And conference associates has to do with our travel and to keep us able to do what we do. These are just a few Gospel Literature Services projects. And how we thank God for what He is doing. And, you know, people have asked me, how was it to transfer from the pastorate to this ministry? What is that like? And I said, I think the thing I miss is obvious, and that's the connection with the congregation, the shepherding part I miss. I'm doing a lot of preaching. I do a lot of speaking in a lot of venues around the world. When I'm speaking is translated with what I call an interrupter. And that's happening. So that component of the ministry is there. But having said that, we just thank God for the privilege that He's given to us to see how He's building His church in so many different cultures among so many different people. And what I said earlier, the gospel that's changing lives there is the same gospel that's changing lives here. And each of us are to be involved. Now, we've got a couple minutes. Maybe there's a question or two, and I'd be happy to try to entertain that. Yes?
When you showed the picture of the pastor in Ghana, West Africa,
yes.
It looked to me like it might be Roger Bruss.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it is. So this church supports him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. Very good. Well, I'm glad to encourage you with that. Yes? We have found shipping channels that we can work through. There are some countries that are closed, of course. Interesting thing. We had some books that we wanted to get into Myanmar. And one of the pastors, his name is Hoi Chung Tum. He was in Chicago, and we have pastors that retire and donate their libraries to Gospel Literature Services. So we have these books from pastors, and we have a book room that's like a library, and we just send our international guests in there and say, pick out whichever you want, and we ship it up, box it up, and ship it to them. Well, you can't ship it to Myanmar. They won't let it in. So he told us, he said, if you'll ship it to this location on the border in India, I will get it. I said, okay, Brother Hoi Chung, tell me, how do you get it? And he kind of hesitated, and I will get it. He said, I have to go cross the border at a place where they do not have a customs official. He said, when I get the material, I get a donkey. And we begin to walk back, and he said, I get through the border on a donkey. He said, it takes a day. We have to go through a slough. He said, yeah, there's all kinds leeches. He said, they get all over. He said, I'm usually covered all the way up to the waist walking through this slough with leeches. He says, but they don't hurt. It's okay. And he talked, it was a four-day journey to get these books, walking with a donkey, unloading them, getting them on a vehicle once they got to a road. But he said, please send us the books. The four-day journey was nothing to him. Just give us the books. So there are different ways that it happens. He follows a monkey trail and gets them in. But God's using many different means. Great question. Anybody else? It's been a delight to be with you, to be able to share with you. We're going to be back at the table. Pick up a white envelope. It's got good information in it. As God lays us on your heart, pray for us. Thank you.